Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest, Jordan Barr.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I love answering questions.
Really? Was that popular at school? Were you the first with your hand up in class?
No, I definitely never put my hand up in class because it would reveal too much of how little homework I did. But I did chat a lot. I got a lot of report cards being like, very active in class discussions, never hands anything in. So.
Okay. So more of the group, you know, on the group assignments, that was your territory.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I was just a little shit. Like, I think in hindsight, do you sort of recognize you're like on your teacher's side in hindsight?
1,000%. 1,000%. Are you kidding? I think I was just a pain in the ass all the time, constantly sending emails being like, the assignment's attached here, and then there's no attachment, and then just being like, yeah. I sent it to you, and then be like, oh, my laptop fell off a bus. I can't.
Yeah, totally. Well, comedy sounds like a good career then, because, you know, you don't have, there's few people that you have to submit work to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well.
Well, I guess, except audiences, live audiences.
Yeah.
Paying live. They're actually in the room. It's actually the worst possible scenario.
Maybe. I've actually chosen the wrong thing. Maybe I should have been a doctor or something, you know? Yeah. That's someone who you're like, they can really phone it in, you know?
Yeah. It's always good to have a backup option, like doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're smart enough to be a doctor, then this quiz should be a breeze. Do you do the weekend quizzes? Do you like them?
Yes. Sorry, my dog has just started barking.
No, it's fine. What's your dog's name?
Scary. Her name is Sky, and she is a big husky cross staffy, and she's just had her leg broken in order to be repaired. And as a result...
Oh, you are a doctor.
I am a doctor. Except when anybody... I actually only recently found out that they actually had to break a bone. Like, I clearly was not listening to the vet. I was like, yeah, for sure. Here's the money. Do the surgery.
Yeah.
But she's suddenly become the protector and she can't move anywhere. So all she does occasionally when somebody comes into the house, she has a bark. But hopefully that's the last of it. We'll find out. Right.
Well, she'll be able to pitch in if there's any questions that she knows. But we also have a brains trust here to assist you.
Yes.
In case the barks aren't enough. Let's meet them now. They've been on the show before. Stoked to have them back. It's a big hello to the grannies.
Woof, hello.
Woof, 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 woof.
Maureen,
you've
come in with the just trying to be like Sky there.
I'm just trying to calm Sky down. I'm a vet. I was a vet.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
It was her backup in case comedy doesn't work. She
I'm still thinking about going back into it, but I'm just trying to calm Sky down because I don't listen to podcasts. I don't understand them because we've got the radio still. We've got the wireless.
Well, it's like the radio. It's a radio show that nobody listens to. That's a podcast.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah. And for that reason, I just think having dogs barking doesn't make for great radio. So I'll calm Skye down. If she kicks off again,
you'll be there.
I'll calm her down. Have you... I heard before you were talking about the type of child who puts their hand up.
Yes. Were you?
In the class. I was not. I went to school with Edith's sister. Edith is a year younger than me. And I went to school with Edith's sister. Edith's sister was a very, very tall woman.
Mm.
And we went to a school. It was a boarding school. But it was built under the ground because, you know, during the wartime, we couldn't run to the bunker all the time.
Mm.
And so we had very low ceilings. And Edith's sister learned the hard way to not put your hand up when the teacher's talking. Mainly because we had a lot of ceiling fans to keep ventilation going.
Yes.
And she ran into a lot of trouble.
That's right.
A lot of trouble.
Lost some fingers.
So don't do it.
My sister, my poor sister, one-armed Donna, we called her. How are you, Kyron? It's been a while since we've spoken to you.
Yes, I'm very well, thanks. This pandemic has been a bit rough, but everything's opening up now, and it's great to be back.
I saw you having a little whinge on the news, yes.
Yes, I was annoyed. I was annoyed with the Premier, Edith, that...
Yes.
Because Iona...
He's a bastard, Kieran.
He's a bastard.
I tell you what, absolute bastard, that man. But, you know, love, no one likes a whinger. I'll tell you that for free. Going on the television and having a little whinge doesn't make me think, oh, I want to go and see that person doing comedy. And maybe that's what's wrong with your career, Kieran.
Yes. Well, what did you see me on? Because I was on most of the networks... What did you see me on, Edith?
I saw you. What did I see you when I saw you on the Auntie?
Uh-huh.
I don't like to watch that, but I thought you might give us a little bit of a shout out because, of course, we perform at your venue, Comedy Republic.
You're at Comedy Republic quite a lot, yeah. No, I didn't mention you there.
You didn't. No, I noticed that. I've noted that.
I was on 7.
Get stuffed, really.
You were on seven.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know this podcast was us listing your CV, Kyron. Would you like? Is there anything else you've done that you'd like to discuss?
Don't mention Triple J.
Well, it's a broad history of knowledge that the grannies have, Jordan. Yes. You confident about today's quiz?
I'm quietly confident, but I think wherever I lack in knowledge, I think that the grannies can help me out, and perhaps on a generational level as well.
Where do you lack? What do you lack in?
Probably sports knowledge.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good.
Do we have any other personalities, Edith?
No, Maureen is a sports buff. Yeah. We can.
That's cool. What else?
I do like history, so I know a bit about history. Mm. But okay. I think anything about previous prime ministers, I don't really know about.
Oh, I call that my little black book. There isn't a prime minister since 1934 that I haven't had, Jordan. I can tell you that. And I'm even including the lady one.
The lady one. Dan't say her name.
Yeah, no, I don't acknowledge her as a prime minister, but I had to, you know, I've got 100% strike rate. I couldn't not go. It's so nice coming on this podcast, Karen. How long have we been going? 10 minutes? Yep. No one's asked me how I am, but that's fine. It's
good point. I haven't heard it.
I have, and I've listened to a few episodes of this by accident, of course. I was trying to find the episode we were on. I didn't want to hear anyone else. But, you know, maybe that's another thing you could work on with your career, Kyron, is a bit of politeness on your podcasts.
Politeness.
Well, just general politeness would be nice. Like.
Okay. We'll see if we can improve that across.
So we've done a few notes. Feedback is a gift, of course.
Here we go. Question one. According to Forbes magazine, who last month became the world's richest person? Edith Vale, who do you mix with? Do you mix in that sort of world with the...
Oh, with wealthy people.
The richest of the rich?
Yes, you know, we get a lot of what do you call them these days?
Yes voters.
Yes voters. You know, yeah. Greenies. Men that vote for the Greens Party. Yeah. We get a lot of them coming to our shows. And, oh, they have so much money.
More money than God, most of them.
Really cashed up. Really cashed up. Kyron, this quiz that you're asking us, it's not by any chance from a Woman's Weekly in the 1960s, is it?
From the Saturday paper, which is sort of a left-leaning. I guess it's sort it's probably the same people that you're just referring to would probably
I too subscribe to the newspaper, a friend of Dorothy.
It'd be one of the real
the new I subscribe.
Well, that's all right, that's okay too.
I subscribe, but according to Forbes magazine, who last month became the world's richest person? So who are the...
I think it was one of the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You watch that, do you?
Could be.
Which one?
Janet. Do you watch it, Jordan?
Yes, I do. I think it could be maybe Janet. I mean,
Janet just got rich. This is a woman who has... I'm not saying she's, you know, gone from man to man trying to chase it, but she has. And she's now just landed herself with a man who's bought the most expensive house in Turak history. $43 million he spent on it. It's got three kitchens.
Yeah.
Will she be using them all?
Yeah, I mean, they're big bench tops and look non-porous to me, so I think she'd use all the surfaces she could.
Yeah. It could be. I have an inkling, and I, you know, I like to read. I've gotten, Jordan, into online blogs recently. I'm a big fan of the Sky News and the Herald Sun, but I wasn't getting enough information I agreed with. Yes, you were, Kyra, and I know. Thank you. And so I've found online blogs where I can find more opinions that reflect how I already feel. And I've discovered quite a few things on there. The pandemic is a hoax. Of course, we all know that. And my answer would be Daniel Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, the bastard, because he actually invented the COVID because he has shares in the Pfizer, and also the level crossings. Wow. You know, he keeps getting rid of level crossings, and they take down those big boom gates.
Yeah.
And where is that going? You know, he's chopping that up and selling that for firewood.
Firewood. And that's $100 a kilo firewood now. It's shocking.
Yeah, shocking. And so I would say Daniel Andrews from vaccines and boom gates.
Jordan, there's an option. Available to you, Dan Andrews.
Yeah. He probably got a big payout from the Fox family as well when they pushed him down the stairs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's Dan Andrews, or do you reckon it could be someone even richer than Dan Andrews?
There's no one richer than Dan Andrews.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Joel Creasy?
Joel Creasy. It could be Joel Creasy.
Could be Joel Creasy. That's a good point, yeah.
I'm gonna go with a pretty left of center answer. I'm gonna go with Jeff Bezos. Now I know he hasn't come up, but I think that in the Venn diagram of Real Housewives and Dan Andrews, in the middle is Jeffrey Bezos. Yep. So I think that could be it.
What does he do?
He's from Amazon, which is a book they sell
from
books.
The Amazon.
Mm. Wow.
That makes me really angry. We have been doing fundraisers for the people of the Amazon at the Country Women's Association for years. We sent them tinned food. I've sent them tinned pineapples just last week.
Yeah.
I'm furious if they're the richest people in the world.
The only thing I'd say about Jeff Bezos is that, I'd say many things about Jeff Bezos, but one of the things I'd mention is that the question here from February 2021 is who last month, so in January, became the world's richest person. Now, Jeff Bezos, he's been in that mix for a very long time. I feel like maybe he lost. I wonder if Elon Musk, with his, you know, new ventures,
And his child bride.
Has become the richest person in the world, potentially.
Elon Musk, with his little baby. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I don't think he does either.
I'll leave it up to you, Jordan. What do you want? Jeff Bezos?
Just because Kyron was leading us towards Elon Musk as an answer, I think I'll probably say Elon Musk too.
I'm going to say Elon Musk as well.
Right, we'll put Elon Musk. Question number two. What iconic Australian holiday destination was once named Elston?
Oh.
Edith Vale, have you been everywhere, man?
I've been everywhere, man. Do you know the answer to this, Jordan? You look like a person that gets around.
Thank you. I get that a lot. I would say that the only thing coming to mind is Elston Wick, but that
would
that
we
can't
name
be...
that as an iconic Australian holiday destination?
Oh, Maureen had her honeymoon there.
Yes. Like, hello.
That's, you had a lovely honeymoon there, didn't you, love? Your first
Elston Wick?
Yes.
Yes, I went to the Elston Wick Hotel on the corner of the Nepean Highway there.
Mm.
It's now the Elston Wick Hotel.
That's where your honeymoon
is. Yes, very nice.
I went there for my honeymoon because they had a golf course across the road and my husband loved golf.
It's not official unless you go to the Elston Wick Hotel.
To the
I've
Wick.
Heard.
They call it the Wick now.
Yeah.
And anyway, I forgot the question. To be quite honest with you.
The question was, what iconic Australian holiday destination was once named Elston?
Elston.
Yeah.
Elston, I would think Elston sounds like a very old Queensland. Are you from Melbourne, Jordan, originally?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Born in Melbourne, born and bred. Well, I think Elston sounds like a Queensland kind of name. Elston sounds like it would have been a lord or Lord Elston or something like that. It's sort of coming to me that Lord Elston would have been on a ship sailing to Australia to their new beautiful beach house that they just bought from England. And they've come over, you know, and he would have sailed past and said, is anyone doing with that island? Is anyone lives on there? And they go, no, we just chartered it. And he goes, I'll have that one. Thanks.
Yes, and then over time we will have discovered that there were people living on it and it was probably not appropriate to take it, and that's why they decided to change the name. So I think that's probably a safe answer, Maureen. Somewhere in Queensland.
Didn't change it to something with an Indigenous name, though.
Probably not. No, it's Queensland.
So we still haven't... It's just Queensland.
At this stage, we've only got as far as Queensland. I think...
It's Queensland.
They might be wanting something more than that for iconic Australian holiday destination. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if...
It's Lord Howe Island.
Lord Howe, you reckon?
Either that or Cooper Pedy.
Do you think it could be one of those places in Queensland where they just call it something like the Sunshine Coast or the Gold Coast? Or, you know, they've sort of got these sort of very showy names these days, don't they?
Yeah. Surfer's Paradise. That's a shithole. That name is a lie.
What
an absolute dump.
What do you reckon? What iconic Australian holiday destination was once named Elston?
I'm going to go with Lord Howe Island. There's a great stick insect on Lord Howe Island. A beautiful stick insect there.
Is that right?
Great reason to make that decision, I think, Jordan.
Yeah. I totally get the logic. Go for it.
That's why everyone knows Lord Howe. It's for the stick insects.
Exactly. They were like, this can't just be Elston. This is a lord. And lord was a stick insect, I thought.
What makes one stick insect different to another?
Thickness. It's
the thickness of the stick
insect.
I know the story to this. The explorers went on, they looked at this stick insect, they thought, jeepers creepers, that's a thick stick insect. And they all stood around and they looked at it. It's a very, very thick stick insect. And they said, it was climbing on the tree. They said, climbing on the tree? Lord, how?
That's it.
That's it.
Wow. All right, I'll put Lord Howe Island. Question number 3. Mollydooker is a slang term for what? Mollydooker. Mollydooker.
Sounds like something you're not allowed to call someone anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Hard to think.
Have you known any Mollies in your time?
I've known a few. Molly Meldrum. Molly Ringwald,
yes, we know her.
Very nice broad. What was it? A Mollydooker.
Mollydooker.
What kind does it? Can you give us a clue? What kind of slang is it? Cockney slang?
No, it doesn't say. Unfortunately, it says Mollydooker is a slang term for what?
I feel like it's something you'd come out of the bathroom saying, well, "Don't go in there. I've just laid a Mollydooker." if you're going in there, take a coat hanger and break its back. You know. Someone call Werribee and let them know there's a big Mollydooker on the way down to the shit farm. That kind of thing.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, you come out. You know what I'm talking about, Jordan. Oh, yeah. You're at a nice dinner party at a friend's house. You go in there, you lay a molly dooker, and you block the pipes and have to apologise to the host. We've all been there.
Once you get out, absolutely, you realise you've left your phone on the cabinet. And you have to go back in to get it.
Yes.
Oh, shocking.
Okay. Yeah. So there's one option.
That's my answer, is laying a molly dooker.
A big shit. Is that
so? You think, you know, here's my brain, you know, working like everything, sort of working it through. Molly dooker, it's always a rhyming slang, you know, in Australia, if we have a when we have one of them, it's always rhyming, isn't it? So, you know, passes the Harold Holt, the salt. You are such a Harry Akin Nasted, that sort of thing. So Molly Nooker would be rhyming slang for hooker.
Ah.
You know, which
like
is
the smoking pipes.
Right. So someone's gone to the trouble of finding a slang word for a hooker.
You walk down Sydney Road in Brunswick. Oh, look at those blokes with that molly dooker over there, having a suck on that molly dooker.
Well, there you go.
So that's my answer.
So there you go, Jordan. It's either a molly dooker or a molly dooker there, or you could go your own way. Have you ever heard of that before? Molly dooker is a slang term for what?
I haven't heard it before, and I think I am leaning towards I've just done a molly dooker, because it does there's a weight to the word, and you can almost like it's almost onomatopoeic in the sense that you can hear the sound of the shit a little bit just like that.
Looker.
Onomatopoeic, isn't it?
A little bit of dare I say, you know, splash involved. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Edith Vale, although they could both be right.
I'll put a big shit. Question number four. Which Australian fashion label was founded in 1991 by sisters named Nikki and Simone? Oh, I almost thought it was Donna and Edith. I thought maybe you'd formed a fashion label in 1991.
No, Kyron, I haven't. Thank you so much. I am a very fashionable woman.
Well, you're a very fashionable lady. Yeah.
I am.
Not so much on account of her hands being chopped off at school.
She's not wonderful with the Janami, you know. I do run my own up occasionally, Jordan. Jordan, fashion is, and I'm looking at how you're dressed today. I just want to explain it to you. It's sort of style that people choose to wear.
You don't get it.
Women that like to put a bit of effort into their look, that kind of thing. I primarily, Kieran, shop at Miller's, but that's been around for a lot longer than 1991. I'm not. Yeah. Maureen's a big city chick girl.
What about you, Maureen? Are you in sort of Jenny Key? Do you like a bit of Jenny Key?
No, I don't. A bit showy for me.
A bit showy. Too much colour.
Too much colour. I like colour, but I like one colour, and it's purple.
Purple. Purple's a strong colour for you. You like purple?
Blue, mauve, all the colours in between. You know, often Target has a good clothing. Mm. I've forgotten the question again.
Which Australian fashion label was founded in 1991 by sisters named Nikki and Simone?
In 1991, did you say?
1991. So we're looking for a brand that's been around for a while.
Supre.
Sports Girl. The answer is Sports Girl.
Okay, Sports Girl.
Or Supre.
Sports Girl. Or is there a fashion label called Buckley? Because originally my mind went straight to Nikki Buckley.
It could be. It could be Nikki Buckley.
From a rival quiz show.
She came into a lot of money, didn't she? Married that wonderful man Murray from Sale of the Century.
So Nikki Buckley, there's one. So Buckley, that's one option. What do you reckon, Jordan?
Buckley, Sports Girl, or Supre.
Stretching the definition of Australian fashion label there, aren't we?
I thought Alana Hill, but then I was like, no, that's just Alana.
That was Alana Hill, that's
yeah.
A different person.
Sort of similar to Ralph Lauren wasn't made by someone called George.
Shockingly. I think I'm going to go with Sports Girl on this one. Okay. I think that seems like the right choice. Uh-huh. The only Australian Nikki I know is Nikki Webster.
19. She wouldn't have even been born.
I'll put Sports Girl. Question number 5. Director Denis Villeneuve will this year bring which epic Frank Herbert science fiction novel to the big screen? Director, I guess it's Denis, maybe D-E-N-I-S, Villeneuve will this year bring which epic Frank Herbert science fiction novel to the big screen? Do you like science fiction, Jordan?
I do, and I think I actually know the answer to this one.
Oh, wow.
Let's see, what do you think?
Well, we're running out of time, so if you just want to go to the next question.
What do you guys think? Just real quick.
No, I want to know, what do you think first, Jordan? I know the answer, but...
I think it might be Dune, starring Timothée Chalamet.
No.
No, okay.
Oh. Round the twist. You'll remember, you might be a bit young, Jordan. Wonderful books. And yes, I do believe being turned into a major motion picture.
Mm. Finally.
Has that swayed you, Jordan, or do you want to stick with Dune?
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Bronson from Round the Twist, but I'm gonna stick with Dune.
I'm gonna stick with Dune. After
it's
the
point. Your funeral.
Fair enough.
I hope it hasn't got Alec Baldwin.
No.
That's all I'm
Question
saying.
Number 6. What substance, starting with A, is formed from a secretion of the bile duct in the intestines of sperm whales? This quiz was written for the grannies. What substance, starting with A, is formed from a secretion of the bile duct in the intestines of sperm whales?
So I just need to check how it's spelt. I've got it tattooed at the back of my leg. Hang on. It's worn off. Sorry.
That's a shame. It's funny you bring this up, Kyron, because my father was a whaler. Have I ever told you this?
No.
Back in many years ago, they used to catch whales. They'd use all sorts of body fluids and stuff for different things. And that's actually...
You could have fun.
That's right. And that's actually how he met my mother. She was sitting at a bar one day, and he went up to her and he said, "You look like someone I work with." and there was love from there. From there on. But he never taught me the trade, so I have absolutely no idea.
Starts with A, comes from the bile duct of a sperm whale.
I think this might be what they used to hunt sperm whales for.
Edith, did you know?
I do know. And I'll tell you how I know. All my answers come with a story. years and years ago, this is after the war, and of course, Jordan, a challenge that us feminists have been dealing with for a long time, we didn't get paid as much as the men did. And we didn't get the pension after the war.
That's changed.
It's all a lot better now, though.
It's getting much better now. You're complaining too much now. But back in the day, it was a real issue for us. And so I had to get a job. I got a job at Hungry Jack's.
I used to work at Hungry Jack's.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were you doing, Kyron?
I started out the back making burgers and made my way up to the front desk.
That's what I was doing.
We heard you liked it out the back.
I didn't mind it, actually.
Well, I did too, Kyron. I worked out the back. I was flipping burgers as well. And my boss, her name was Amber. And my job was to sort of, at the end of the night, I'd have to collect all the grease out of the tray. And that's how I remember. It's Amber Grease.
Amber grease. Yep.
Yes. I'm going to go with Amber Grease as well.
Okay. Do you want to put...
Because, gee whiz, it's pretty convincing, however you explain it.
Amber Grease, Jordan?
Yep, ambergris, lock it in.
Lock it in. Question number 7. Pomiculture is the growing or cultivation of what? Pomiculture.
The royal family.
Is it?
Yes.
P-O-M-M-Y.
P-O-M-I.
Culture.
Oh, that's something else. Oh, sorry. No, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just bought a plate off Facebook Marketplace with Princess Diana's face on it. Her in memoriam plate.
You can give that to the dog. Put the dog's food on it.
Edith doesn't like Diana.
No. Oh, she was sent into that family by the CIA. I read this on one of my blogs. Mm. You know, she was just there to tear the poor family apart. I mean, what has that poor family ever done to anyone in the world to deserve what they got? You know, lovely people.
Yeah. I think pomiculture would refer to the growing of Pomegranates.
Pomegranates, you reckon?
Starkly, the most sensible thing I've said today.
Potentially.
Pomegranate would be the growing, what was it, the growing and cultivation.
The growing and cultivation of what? I wonder if the pommy...
Or potatoes. Potatoes is my
colder,
other answer.
I think.
Because think about when you go to the supermarket and you look at potatoes. Well, where I buy my potatoes from is not in the fruit and veggie department. I go somewhere else. I go to the freezer department and they sell potato poms. P-O-M-M-E-S. Oh, yeah. Poms. Potato. Give me a kilo of poms, please. Mm. That's how the French say.
Yeah, beautiful.
And pomoculture is the growing of potatoes. Or pomegranates, I don't know.
Great.
Well, okay, potatoes. There's one possible option. Though, as we're speaking about the French, though, is it possible that French for apple is pomme?
No, it's not, Kyron. I'm fluent.
I'm
quite fluent.
Oh, I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I was undercover during the war. And you're absolutely wrong there.
Oh, right. What's apple in French?
Apple. It's just apple.
Oh, it's just apple. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot more words in common in English and French than you would realise.
Yeah. So in French, how would you say, for example, gosh, I'm enjoying this apple?
Sacre bleu, oh, I'm enjoying this apple. J'ai excité l'apple.
Yeah. Were you a good spy, Edith?
Je suis un...
Sorry, yeah, I was a really good spy. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Good to know. What do you reckon, Jordan? Pommy culture.
She confused them. She confused them into giving up.
Into giving up, yeah.
Does that ring any bells?
I'm going to go with I think I'm going to go with what you suggested, Kyron. I'm so sorry, brain stress. I think it is apples.
You reckon apple? All right.
I think apple.
Yeah. I think pom is...
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you're the one that went to a private school, so...
Sometimes I wonder why I'm here, Jordan, if you're just going to ignore me, but that's fine. I'm used to it, love.
Here we go. Finally, a sports question. Question 8. Which Australian tennis champion of the late 70s and early 80s was nicknamed Rabbit? Which Australian tennis champion of the late 70s and early 80s was nicknamed Rabbit?
It could be our... dear icon, our goddess, our leader and our inspiration, Margaret Court.
Margaret Court.
Bring the baggy Maggie, we call her.
Yeah, because she was, oh, God, you should have seen her in the dressing room. She would, oh, she'd be all over the girl. She loved it. She'd be going at it like rabbits.
Right.
With all of the other female tennis players. Oh. And so maybe that's where that comes from. I don't know.
So Margaret Court, I guess at least that's a tennis player. You know, we know that.
Yeah. Mm. There's what? One other female tennis player from that time. Yvonne Goolagong Cawley. Mm.
Oh, yes.
Macaulay? Yvonne Goolagong. Yvonne was from that time as well. I'm just going to say that because that's all I can think of.
Did you go to the Australian Open in the 1970s and the 1980s?
I was banned.
Were you?
Yes, you know I've been to some of your shows before, Kyron, and I like to heckle. I'm a heckler. You know, that's what I was put on God's green earth to do. I like to give feedback while people are doing what they do best.
And it helps the show, doesn't it, Edith?
It does in your case, absolutely, but apparently not in tennis. They find it very off-putting, and I was removed and have not been allowed back since.
Mm. It doesn't say female here. It could be a male champion, so it could be...
Oh, well, that changes everything. That changes everything.
It's always about men, isn't it?
Rabbit was Rich. Rich, is there someone called Richard who played tennis at that time?
Sure.
Rod Laver. Rabbit Rod Laver. You beaut. Get in there, buddy.
Could be Rod Laver. When was Pat Rafters? Was that... That's not the 70s.
He was more 90s, I think.
Yeah.
That was the 90s.
I was going to say the Woodies, but they were probably in the 90s too. Leighton Hewitt, early 2000s.
Pat Rafter used to give me the Woodies.
Did he?
I think.
Especially that Bonds ad.
Yes, remember he used to jump up into the box. The Bonds ad.
Yeah, he used to jump up into the box at the game.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I think I'll go with Rod Laver.
Okay, I'll cross out Dennis Lilly.
Mad Rabbit Rod. That's what they used to call
him. I think I do. I remember they used to call him Rocket.
Rod Laver.
I'm pretty sure Rod Laver's nickname was Rocket. But I'm sorry.
I can't work out your role on this show, Karen.
I generally just give
people the answer. Are you playing or asking?
A bit of both. Questions? I don't know the answers to the end. So if I know any info, I'll chuck it in.
Is that right?
It's a very difficult quiz. We need all the help we can get. So I'll get involved where I...
Okay, that's all right then.
Very upsetting that they called it Rocket Rod. Sounds like some kind of other rabbit. You know what I mean?
Give me the Rocket Rabbit.
Well, maybe he was the Rocket Rabbit. I'll put Rod Laver. Question 9. Mm. The biotech company CSL was founded in Melbourne in 1916. Mm. Under what non-abbreviated name? Oh, you remember the forming of CSL, do you?
Yes. Do you remember this one?
Edith worked there.
I did for many years. Do you remember what it was called, Maureen?
Well, CSL, of course, is mostly known for baking products.
That's right.
Sugar.
That's right.
Baking powder, flour, all that sort of thing. But the thing they started with was a type of sugar, not just a sort of sweet, put in your coffee sugar, not raw sugar, not brown sugar, not baking sugar, but castor sugar.
Yes.
And so CSL stands for castor sugar
legumes.
Lovely.
Legumes. We used to sell castor sugar and legumes initially, and then we went into biotech after that. That was one of my ideas. Castor sugar was doing well, legumes was doing well, and I was a project manager at the time, and I was in a board meeting. They said, we need to expand. I said, biotech's a big market. You know, this is 19... What year did you say it was?
1916. Well, I guess there was a virus going around.
There was, yes. And so I invented the virus. That's right. That's how I invented the Spanish
biotech.
Flu.
The need for biotech.
That's right.
She found the need for it.
That's right.
Well, you create a market, don't you, for vaccines that way?
You do. Yeah. And, you know, people are at home. What are they doing at home? Well, they're in lockdowns. They're baking with castor sugar and snacking on legumes.
That's where Edith invented sourdough as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jordan, I want you to win today against the other contestant. I want you to win, and I think it's Castlemaine Sugary Limited or something like that.
Castlemaine Sugary Limited, okay.
Not castor sugar legumes. Okay. Well,
you do you, boo, but, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look.
Is it Victor? Sorry to interrupt you again, because I'm going to change my answer. Karen, is it Victorian or Australian?
Well, it's founded in Melbourne in 1916, but 1916 says to me...
Collingwood!
It's to do with the flu, right? It's in response to...
Coughing syrup liquid.
Maybe coughing syrup liquid. I was going to say C might be Commonwealth. It may have been a national body that formed. I know that it was a government like Telstra, like it used to be Telecom, yeah. And then it got sold off.
So the answer is blown my mind.
So it might be Commonwealth sugar legumes.
I think we'll stick with Commonwealth Sugary Limited for now.
Mm-hmm.
Until we find out if it's right or not.
Okay.
And then we'll change it.
I'm sure as shit that the S stands for sugar.
Yes.
I've got good news for you. Question 10 is multiple choice. A young Tasmanian devil is called A, a pup, B, a joey, or C, a kid.
Very, very good cooking, Tasmania devil. Have you had that before, Jordan?
No, I haven't. I've had crocodile. Is it similar to that? Is it like
similar? It tastes like chicken. Yeah. It's sort of a more gamey version of chicken. Do it in the crock pot. You can do a Tasmanian tiger, a Tasmanian devil silver side.
Well, did you used to do the Tasmanian tiger?
We did the Tasmanian tiger.
You bet.
Oh yeah, delicious. Mm. Absolutely.
Harder to get
a lot
days,
of the recipes. It is. A lot of the recipes carry
it for granted.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Should have savoured it.
I used to, at Christmas, you'd sit down and Mum would say, how about this year for Christmas, we'll have a chicken.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your chicken was so hard to find. And I used to say to my mum, no way. Tassie Tiger's my favourite thing in the whole world. Mum, can't we have that? And she'd stew it all up. She'd go and buy 20 Tassie Tigers, stew them up. We'd only eat one. There was only four of us. We'd throw the rest in the bin.
Oh, yeah.
And set it on the bin on fire. And then we would, you know, buy property. We'd just go and buy property.
So
and we'd keep it all. We've kept it all.
We'd hoard it. That's right. There was ads on the radio back then for, you know, Tasmanian Tiger. They'd say, thylacine, it's cheap and clean. Why don't you eat some thylacine? Remember that, love?
I think the answer would be a thylacine Kid,
you reckon?
Kid. We aren't talking about Tasmanian tigers, though, Maureen. We're talking about Tasmanian devils. What were the three options again, Kyron?
The question is young Tasmanian devil is called A, a pup, B, a joey, or C, a kid?
Joey. Well, it is a marsupial. Does that make a difference? I don't think so.
Well, I think, maybe. Very I observant. Think there might be a clue in it there.
It could be. Which And so kangaroos have joeys.
Mm.
But do koalas have joeys? I don't think they do. What does a koala have?
Koalas have kids.
They have kids.
Or that's the name of a charity that I give to. I can't. Koala.
Koala kids.
Maybe. Koala kids. I think that might be a charity. Okay. Discount kids, maybe.
Okay. Not kids. Goats have kids. Have you ever eaten goat, Maureen? Will that help?
Yeah. Well, there are plenty of people that have kids that shouldn't either, unfortunately.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
So I'd like to spend some time today talking about... No, okay.
No, I think I'm going to go with Joey. That's my answer.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with Joey as well. I think it's because it's a marsupial, it's got to be Joey. I think pup is a bit of a bum steer.
Joey, that's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Poorly.
I feel confused. I don't know if you're asking me, but I don't remember anything that's happened.
Question number one was, according to Forbes magazine, who last month became the world's richest person? You definitely avoided Jeff Bezos and said Elon Musk, and it's Elon Musk took over from Jeff Bezos January.
And that'll be because, and this, when would you say this was from January of 2021? Mm. Mm-hmm. And that'll be because I went, because I forgot to give Christmas presents to everyone, and I went about sending in the mail Musk sticks, and he would have had a boom.
Because he's in. Because he's in the
Musk
stick. He's
that's
in Big Musk.
Money.
He's in Big
question
Musk.
Question number two. What iconic Australian holiday destination was once named Elston? You said Lord Howe Island, but it's Surfer's Paradise.
Oh.
I said Surfer's Paradise, Jordan. I'm sorry. I told you I knew all of the answers. I did.
You did.
Listen, go back on the podcast and listen.
I will.
Question number three. You said that mollydooker is a slang term for a big shit, but it's a left-handed person.
That is a big shit. That's what back in at school the nuns taught us that people left-handed people are big shits. That's
actually
correct as well.
Yeah, we got that right, Kyron. So you can put a little tick next to that.
Yeah, I think so.
In 1991, sisters Nikki and Simone did not found Australian fashion label Sports Girl. It was Zimmerman.
Oh, I'll never shop there again.
Question number five.
Never.
Director Denis Villeneuve will this year bring which epic Frank Herbert science fiction novel to the big screen? You said Dune, and it's Dune. Second point.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it in. Question six. What substance starting with A is formed from a secretion of the bile duct in the intestines of sperm whales? It is indeed ambergris.
Yay!
Good
was
job.
Correct,
I thought it might have been arsenic.
I know. I don't need to be told. I knew it was correct.
Question number seven. Pomiculture is the growing and cultivation of not
apples,
but fruit.
Oh.
Oh, well, we said
apple
apples.
Apple is a fruit.
It is a fruit.
Apples are fruit?
That's correct as well.
It's too granular. Question number eight. Which Australian...
Is that what they should be calling this, gay agenda? Hello, pomiculture. That's what I'll call it now. Yes. Good one, Maureen.
Question gotcha. Number 8. Which Australian tennis player of the late 70s and early 80s was nicknamed Rabbit? It wasn't Rod Laver. It was Wendy Turnbull.
Never heard of her.
This. That's Malcolm's auntie.
Malcolm's auntie. Yeah. Did you meet? Because you did. Would you? Was
he's
Malcolm
on my list.
On the list?
He's yeah. on my list. Oh yeah. Yes. Lucky Lucy
Day
had
number
to.
Two.
Yeah, that's right. Lucky Lucy had to make way for old Edie. Yes.
Question number 9. The biotech company CSL, which was founded in Melbourne in 1961, stands for Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, not Commonwealth Sugar Limited.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But a young
I was closer with cough syrup liquid.
You were. You were closer. But a young Tasmanian devil is indeed called a Joey. 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 10. The average score.
There we go, Jordan. Average. That you can put that on your poster for Comedy Festival next year.
I will, thank you.
And 4 out of 10 is better than getting karate chopped in the back of the head and stuffed in a sack and driven out to Werribee and dumped into the lake.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. I mean, that's a low bar, but no. It does clear that bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Who did that happen to?
Oh, no one knew.
Don't remember his name.
You with me?
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the Herald Sun, mate.
Well, Maureen McGillicuddy, Edith Vale, thank you very much for being here and assisting today. How's Granny Bingo? Is Granny Bingo back? Is that live in person again now that lockdown is over?
I haven't really decided yet.
Oh, yeah.
It is November 22nd. November 22nd it's back, and it's at a very limited capacity because we put it on sale on November 22nd, and the next day Daniel Bloody Andrews told us he won't be going back to full capacity until November 25th. So he's won that round. But
it's a bit similar to when we had the replay festival at the Comedy Republic, and he announced we were going into lockdown. Down at exactly the same time as we were walking on stage.
Yeah.
And that was a really funny day. Gosh, I laughed and laughed and laughed that day. Yeah, I actually couldn't. I understand what that term means now when people say, oh, I absolutely can't with you. I couldn't.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't with him the other day as well. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, you were whinging. Oh, my God. Yeah, you've got your point across, mate.
What about your podcast, Grannies? Is that available in the podcast app that we're in right now?
Probably. It depends where we're in right now. We've got it in the Apple Store, in the Spotify, in Google, on SoundCloud, and we've got hours and hours and hours of great content. Not really sure if there'll be more. Hopefully, one day soon, there'll be more. Mm-hmm. But there's hours of relevant content. And because we did for a very long time in our podcast, we're live from our bunker. So now that we're out of the lockdowns and lockdowns aren't back, if you're a bit reminiscent, if you're missing the lockdowns, have a listen to the Granny Bingo Wireless podcast. You'll be able to remember what it was like.
Fantastic. Well, Edith and Maureen, thank you for being here. And congratulations, Jordan, on 4 out of 10.
Thank you. I'm very proud.
Glad we could help.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, genuinely not too bad in the scheme of this show.
Yeah. It's better than zero.
Yes. Everyone's coming out of lockdown now. Are they able to catch you in live places, perhaps, or towards the end of the year, next year?
Yeah. Me? Oh, yeah. You can find me around. I'm doing lots of those gigs that are happening, which is good. Or you can listen to, I'm on a few podcasts. I have a Sex in the City podcast called Sex and the Sex in the Sex.
Oh, yes, they're big fans.
Yep.
And what does that focus on from the show?
Mostly Steve.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And my favourite character. And you'll be busy soon because there's a new TV series.
Yes, we are. We're very busy. So we're doing that. And then I have a gay podcast. And then I have a podcast about toilet graffiti. Just covering every single subject, if possible.
Well, that is available in this podcast as well. So many podcasts to listen to. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.